Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, AfterBuzzers? We are talking Lucha Underground Season 3, Episode 7, and y'all know what time it is. It's payback time, so stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
All right, I just got...
That's what they say when we're together.
I'm just enjoying the moment right now. But with the light, it really is a party in here, guys.
Yes! That was the most satisfying thing that's ever happened to me. And I've done a lot of satisfying things.
It was like a backwards high five.
It was so nice.
Guys, we, as always, are the Lucha Underground After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. We're talking Lucha Underground Season 3, Episode 7, Payback Time. And what an episode this was. We got a lot to get into. We got the whole crew back together.
Yay.
Just for a week, because next week I'm going to be gone. But then, in perpetuity, we'll all be back. It'll be good times. We'll have guests, and we'll have games, and parties, and prizes. None of that will
we'll
happen.
Have a spinning wheel?
Sure.
Spin the wheel.
We'll have Donica's Dial of Doom.
I'm all about it.
Are you all about it? Let's make it happen. I am Ty Matthews. Y'all can find me on social media at Ty Matthews PMA. To my left,
hey.
You can find her on Snarl, Essex Were Drunk, Had a Human, all that good stuff. You can find her online at Rachel Sam Evans or Rachel Sam Vans, depending on how your brain works.
Yeah.
Guys, this is Rachel Evans.
Or you can just find me here dancing.
Or you can catch her singing karaoke to Tiffany.
Yeah.
This is her jam at karaoke.
That's so true. Los Angeles, Bigfoot, East, every Monday. Why did I do that?
I was like, did you see a Bigfoot?
All right.
It was boring.
Every Monday?
Every Monday. You got to do karaoke every Monday. It's really important.
All right.
That's for your health.
For your health. Yeah. You definitely.
An apple a day, you know.
There you go.
Karaoke on Mondays.
Two Rachels left.
Hi.
The returning to the show.
Return of the...
It's return
Frank.
Of the gym.
Return of the Frank.
The newly betrothed. You can know him as Jimbo Slice, Jimbo in the Booth, James Frank, what have you. Guys, this is James Frank.
Hi, I'm back. I'm married now. But it's going to be fun. I'm excited to talk about Lucha. I'm sad I missed those 2 weeks. I wrote in my notes.
There were some episodes.
They were crazy. Did you watch them?
I saw the one where Sammy showed up. Jeremiah.
Sure.
Yeah.
And sure.
I wrote Jeremiah is like
a bullfrog?
The Tory of...
Right. That's exactly right.
Okay, I know that is Melrose. 902.
Saved
by the
dirt words.
Saved by the bell.
Making a note of this.
Okay,
You're on the list.
Here's the thing. I thought you meant Tori Spelling.
Oh.
So I was kind of right.
Okay.
Wasn't Tori Spelling in something?
She was in Melrose Place, right?
See, I was kind of right.
Tori Spelling was Beverly Hills 902.
Cool.
See, I was
same diff, same city.
There you go.
Same white people.
Wrong.
You're not wrong.
Dude,
you're
I love
wrong.
Same white people.
Coming
it's
to the W.
It's on the CW.
The CW.
Oh, is that this show?
I was
going
to say the WB.
You mean the Lucha Underground After Show? And After Buzz
I'm only kind of white.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. Well, let's get into this episode, guys.
Oh, man. Puma and Vampiro.
Peace, Puma.
Dark Puma. The slowly darkening Puma. He's not quite Puma Dark. What?
It's just,
go
you know,
on.
Just, you know, the way that you said that felt racist. And maybe it's all the white people talk that we just said.
There's a character on the show with Dark in his name.
I know. It just took me a second, and that's why I can't control my face. And you know that. And so if you decide of your own volition to point out every weird face I make, this is going to be the longest show on earth.
We don't got that kind of real estate up here, guys.
Yeah.
Well, Prince Puma... Backstage, he's getting ready for his main event match tonight against Mil Muertes.
He should have been doing curls.
I mean, really, if you've got your Lucha Underground trope bingo card, he should have been in the men's room. Mm. He should have been doing curls. I mean, really, it was not much, but...
He's a trendsetter.
He's a of course. Vampiro, is there to give him some advice, there to mentor him, and Prince Puma, being sassy as he is,
a sassy little cat,
is having none of it.
I'm a saucy cat.
He says he doesn't want Vampiro's help, even if Immortes is beating him to death in front of the commentary desk. He says, I would rather die by Mil Muerte's hands than live by yours.
Feels extreme.
It's a little much. A little bit.
I'm like, okay. Okay, honey. Queen's having a tantrum. It did feel like a little much. I don't know. I mean, I get that he's Vampiro's like not the best guy.
Right. But there isn't really anything that happened between the two of them.
Well, maybe. We'll find out what happened between the two of them, because we do see a lot of net grabbing. I'm still thinking about the trailer, even though we're knee-deep in the season. I'm still thinking about that trailer.
No, but you're... Yeah,
did
you're
he right. growl?
He did. Yeah. We got a little kitty cat. Little kitty cat growl.
Amazing.
Sure.
The
favorite part of the whole
thing. There's a lot of animal sounds.
Fully work on this episode, they got double time.
Out of the park. For sure. Knocked it out of the park. But he says, I'd rather die by Mil's hands than live by yours. And Vampiro posits a prediction. He says, Mil will die by your hands.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a real...
that would be where he hit the...
What was that noise?
That was the beginning of the predictions jingle.
I never know what that is. I always think that there's like a cockroach.
I mean, there might be. All
right.
You never know.
But that's the long version. That's why we never hear it, because we always get the quick version. Mm. It's like a little doorbell.
Okay.
You know.
Well.
If we have time, we'll get into long form predictions, I hope. Because it has a lot of theremin. Yeah. And I love me some theremin.
I'll just bring a theremin.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I can.
I've also got a new one we can try out.
Yeah.
Do you?
Oh, the slide whistle.
I feel like I just fell on the bananas. Whoa!
Exactly. We're getting real vaudevillian in here.
Oh.
Do some pratfalls. Yep.
Yep.
It's good stuff.
God, no.
But let's get into Dario's Dial of Doom.
Still going strong.
What's that?
The wheel.
The dial wheel, yeah. Of course. I love that so many times we see that trope of kind of like the Weasley champion that doesn't really want to defend his title. At this point, Dario and Matanza are going out of their way, like, please, fight me for this belt.
And it opens every show.
Exactly, like, yeah.
We have the heavyweight title match in the opening of every show.
That is so strong.
Right?
That is such a strong move.
It is. They're very strong characters here, but they're
spooky.
They're spooky. Their villainy is defined by their bloodlust and not by their cowardice.
Mm.
You know?
What a great line. I'm gonna tattoo that on my forehead.
Get mom t-shirts coming to you soon. But we get Dario spinning his wheel. It lands on Killshot.
A spin.
We've got our opening match of the night. Spin.
Killshot, come on down!
That's what we need. What kind of costume would he have on if he was at the Price is
Dario
Right?
needs like the long skinny mic, like the Bob Barker mic.
Oh, for sure. Man, that'd be a bit.
Make sure to spay and neuter your brothers.
Hold it all like.
Exactly. Dario's delivery of the word war during this promo is...
Dario's delivery of doom.
It's one of my favorite moments of this season, which I feel like happens every time Dario's on the mic.
Will you do it?
What did he say?
Just say the
word. He said something to the effect of Killshot. Prepare for war.
Like, it's like a three-year-old like, trying to act tough.
Exactly. It's like lots of O's and H's that aren't in that word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what a precious pumpkin.
But it's amazing. Killshot, but to this day, Killshot is one of my favorites on the roster, so I was excited to see this match. And I think one of the things that stood out to me in this match, one of the reasons why I love Killshot and why I love Matanza, is the explosiveness of their strikes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, above all else, really. That flying European uppercut that we saw from Matanza...
Crazy.
...was phenomenal.
So crazy.
What else did y'all like?
Oh, man. I loved the slant, like... Like I didn't think Killshot was on his game at first because he was just getting like manhandled.
Normally
seen him like get manhandled like that, and then like Matanza goes to slam him, and he just grabs his hand and just starts to like bend his fingers backwards, and he like lets him go, And I was like, oh, that was like such a simple counter, but like so genius and perfect.
So smart. Yeah, he's obviously, he's a lithe guy. He's not going to overpower Matanza. Small joint manipulations where it's at. Yeah. What's that?
Small joint manipulations where
oh
it's at.
Oh my God, Rachel.
I'm sorry.
I love
why
he
are
hit like a nasty
things?
Headbutt and knocked him down. Christ. That was really good. And I love him using the ropes to kick out of a pin.
Yeah, exactly.
That was genius.
I like that too. And I also, I thought it was interesting, the commentary on it. I felt the commentary was super interesting because I never thought about it this way, where they were like, you never want to do that as a fighter. You don't want to have to put your foot up. But if the rope's there and you have no other option, you got to do what you got to do. So they treated it as a mark of defeat almost. I just found it interesting. I've never looked at a rope break that way.
Right.
But I get it.
I've always looked at it kind of the opposite way. Like, if you can break that pin without exerting the energy of kicking out,
yeah,
why
that's
wouldn't
how
you?
I always thought
yeah,
that.
But they're like, because they're animals.
Because they're
and
warriors.
They're like, because I want to beat your face into a pole.
Right.
And that's
right,
how I win.
Right,
like,
exactly. I need to assert my dominance by kicking out
of
this pinfall.
Yeah, I'd rather break your leg, like, trying to get out of this pinfall than have to put my leg on a rope, which looks very comfy.
I'll kick your leg out of your
leg.
Yeah.
I love the second rope tombstone tease.
Oh my God.
I thought
he was really going to do it. I was like, no.
I threw my remote across the room. Like, you can, like, this is... Sometimes people comment on YouTube videos that I'm in. They're like, oh my God, that looks so forced. Like, why is she acting like that? Honey, I wish.
No, you just have very strong reactions.
I am a fucking nut. So watching this by myself.
Let me say right now, when we watched the Johnny Knockout promo on Raw, right before his Braun Strowman match, it literally knocked you to the floor.
I fell on the ground. I'm not kidding. This is my body and these are my choices.
Yes, very,
and
very...
when I saw him getting ready for the tombstone, I threw my remote across the room and hit the wall. And then I jumped out of my bed and I went, stop it! You stop it! I couldn't see it. And then when they did stop it, I sat back down and I was like, thank you.
All right, cool.
And then I didn't fast forward through any of the commercials because I didn't want to go get my remote.
There you go.
Did the batteries fly out?
I do love...
Oh, for sure.
I
it
do
was
love
intense.
That it's... It's,
I have a hole in my wall.
It's such a show that all three of us were convinced that that was a thing that very well could have happened.
Yeah, of course.
An avalanche.
And it might not have been the finish.
Which, literally, it sounds like it shouldn't be a thing. Like, I feel like I've brought this up on the show. Have I ever talked about endorphin wrestling on this show before?
Oh, yeah, with, like, the...
The little stick figure guys?
Yes.
Have I told you about this, Rachel?
Is this, like, a new kink I don't know
Martin
about? Because, like, tell me more.
So, endorphin pro wrestling is this thing that I discovered, like, years ago, where it's this weird animation program that people used online to animate these weird, like, polygonal, like, stick figure guys to wrestle each other. And they just make, like, wrestling clips. But they're so... kind of like jerkily animated that the moves would 1000% be lethal 100% of the time.
Uh-huh.
Like, every single move is impossible because it would be deadly.
Is it interesting even though there are no stakes?
Yes. It's hilarious in the way that, like, watching people throw, like, a dummy against a wall is hilarious.
That's funny.
Exactly.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
There we go. There we go.
Oh, no.
Can our viewers at home see
Ouch.
This, Mark?
They'll be able to see it in just right now.
Okay, good.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That
actually looks like
that looks
something you would see in Lucha Underground.
How big is that
I like
person?
That it's a big one.
I also like that it's ECW.
Right, exactly.
It's
exactly.
Endorphin Championship Wrestling. All right.
Oh,
and
God.
Down this floor.
You broke their legs.
It's so stupid.
I guess that actually though, that ladder shot could have been not that a ladder shot
some
could
of
have
them,
worked.
Some of them could work in theory.
That's something
well,
Phoenix does
but
all
the
time.
It's one of my favorite things to watch online if I'm just in a real
I love
loopy
that.
Mood.
That's really cathartic too,
isn't it?
It feels like you're putting your hands in Jello. Y'all don't do that? Cool.
All right. Well.
All right.
but yeah, so that's what the ship kind of made me think of, and that's what that Avalanche Tombstone reminded me of.
And
the
counter
thing
counter was awesome.
And exactly.
He sets him up in the ropes and hits like this really cool DDT.
Yeah, Killshot was all like...
he kicks his leg out from under his leg.
Yeah, that DDT was super cool.
Hits
though.
Him that with that super kick, hits that DDT. Amazing stuff. Eventually, we see possibly the best Wrath of the Gods that we've seen on the show.
Mm. Like the pop-up ones.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes,
pop-up
yes.
ones are awesome.
What did you just think of?
I'm the you're talking about the outside the ring?
No, oh no, uh-uh. I meant the finish of the match.
Oh, know what I'm thinking about?
What are you thinking about? Mil Martes versus Prince Puma?
For sure.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about too, right?
No, yeah, I got you. Okay. I got you.
I just, you know. I got the chills.
Absolutely.
I got the Puma chills.
But, so yeah, Matanza hits a beautiful, beautiful Wrath of the Gods, keeps that title, Killshot sticks around, getting a great reaction, and we see his fallen brother that sent him that letter. In the form of the once known as A.R. Fox. We don't know what he's going to be known as.
I think
as.
He said, Dante, you're dead.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
I think when he got in the ring,
he left me.
And he was like, oh, is that what he
said? You left me for dead. Is what he said.
I see.
Like, Killshot to him was like, Dante, you're dead.
Oh, interesting.
And then
okay.
He was like, you left me for
oh,
dead.
Oh, shit.
There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, so, man. More like AR Foxy. Am I right, boys? Yes. 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 He's so hot. Oh, my God.
Talk about a guy that is like that endorphin wrestling, for sure.
Oh,
like,
exactly.
All the crazy
yeah.
moves
oh, yeah.
Has,
Rain,
like,
for sure.
Like, I'll be at shows with him, and he'll just like, everyone's like around the ring talking, whatever, planning moves, doing whatever, and he'll just like inverted flip like that,
right?
Just hit the mat, and everyone's like, "Oh shit!"
The very first
and he's
time,
like, no, I just want to stay on my toes.
This is gonna be so good. His hits, he connects so hard.
Well, that leaping boot that he hit Killshot with after this match.
Okay, that was real.
Right. Right.
Call me dumb, and you will.
No, but you're not wrong.
Thank
That's
you.
The thing, yeah.
Thank you.
He kicked him in the face. Like, people don't realize, when you get kicked in the face in pro wrestling, you're still getting kicked in the face,
yeah.
Whether you know it's coming or not.
I'm so excited for this angle.
Definitely.
I'm so excited for this Kurt angle. I'll never stop doing that. I think it's they're bringing this storyline to an entirely different level.
Mm.
Like the gravity that that Stryker and Vampiro gave
very
it,
very somber,
super grave,
mm-hmm.
super Corey Graves. I'm sorry,
God damn
I'm
so it, sorry. Rachel, get out.
What kind of match do you think we're gonna get out of that?
Well, see, that's the thing. Like,
they super
did the
bendy
weapon,
one.
We've
the
already
weapons of mass destruction.
We've already yeah exactly. We've already seen the weapons of mass destruction.
It doesn't need that.
Dog tags on the ladder.
Right.
I don't think it needs any of that stuff.
Right.
I think if they build this properly, like I think they are,
sure.
and they have been,
mm-hmm.
then we could just see a really in-ring, doesn't have to be false count anywhere, we could just see a really intense, intimate match.
Sure.
Style.
Oh, fuck, that'd be amazing.
And then they make out. No, they won't make out, probably. I don't know. I don't know their
possibly.
History.
You don't know.
But
you don't know.
No, I can see them having just the most beautiful technical match.
Sure.
And because everything clicked in my head, it's like, oh, they trained together.
Mm.
They fought together. They know each other better than anybody else does.
Right. And that's going to be, yeah, exactly. That would be a great, great story
you know,
to tell.
That makes me think
into
of,
it. I'm so into it.
I can't wait till we see, like PTSD flashbacks.
Yeah.
Of,
right.
like him leaving him behind and, like, them in war.
Well,
and
we
like,
saw,
how they
in the season 3
up.
Trailer, we saw clips of A.R. Fox, like, in captivity,
yeah.
basically.
Yeah.
Getting beaten in a chair. He's
yeah.
like bleeding out of his mouth. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hello, kill shot, my old friend.
But then he hits him with this incredible straight jacket brainbuster.
Crazy.
Just murders the guy.
I don't think I've ever seen him, like, use that as a finisher.
No, me neither.
Yeah. That was, like, one of the old school, like, SmackDown versus Raw moves.
Like a creative
like
finisher?
Creative finisher.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Like, oh, yeah. It's called like the Dragon DDT or something.
Right.
No, it's so funny.
What's that?
I've been watching wrestling for 24 years,
mm-hmm.
and I have no idea what any moves are called.
God damn
it, I know. It's unbelievable. I'm like, that thing where he put the hit with the ankles backwards, and then he went over it?
The bendy thing. The Negro Casas head scissors.
Oh my god!
The mass three-handed credence.
The moss covered three-handled family
and
credenza.
I've resigned myself to it.
Sure,
it's okay, guys. Stop yelling at me. I know. It doesn't mean I'm not a fan.
You don't need to know him.
It doesn't mean I'm not a fan.
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh my god!
Right-handed punch.
Left-handed punch. Armbar.
Armbar.
Any man with two hands has a fighting chance.
You. We know that.
Oh, man.
We know
oh,
that.
My baby.
Two hands. You don't, need, you don't need a chin, but you need
yeah,
two
I was
hands.
Gonna say, he drops jaws.
Did you, real quick, did you see that when he was fighting AJ on SmackDown?
Are you talking about the chin lock?
Yes. He slid out of the chin lock.
It's pretty incredible.
Bring this man to Lucha.
The look on his face was like almost like he was like apologizing for it. Like,
yeah.
Sorry, man, you're going to have to beat the shit out of me somehow else.
I bet you'll find a way.
You're probably pretty good at that.
Yeah.
But let's talk the trios champions. Right. Phoenix, Aerostar, and Drago are out in the ring. No one knows why.
Mm. We got a tease of the White Rabbits.
Oh, that's right. We did. And I'm so pumped for this. I say this every week, but every week I get a little bit more excited.
One pill.
It's going to be the weirdest. Like, Lucha Underground is already weird.
The weirdest.
How weird is this going to be?
Oh.
Mm. Especially with Paul London involved.
You said it was very, like, Kubrickian, yeah.
It's, well,
like,
that's,
it's given
that's,
that it's given that vibe.
That's what the trailers are yeah. reminding me of. Like, yeah. even just the typography and the fonts and stuff like that. We talked a little bit about that. Reminds like, me of Eyes Wide Shut.
You think it's like a mix of all of it? It's like Clockwork Orange, Eyes Wide Shut.
Well, it's a little bit. It's a little bit. From what we've
the
seen.
Shining.
Well,
from,
oh, God,
from what we've seen of Paul London in the season 3 trailer, at the like the little glimpses of this,
oh, he's, like,
it's very. His outfit is very kind of like Alex from A Clockwork Orange.
Or like wonky. And
but there's also a lot of, like, the Depp version of Wonka.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's going to be weird.
Wow.
Spooky.
Wow.
It's going to be spooky.
Spooky.
Exactly.
Oh, God. It's gonna make it hard for me.
Why's that?
Because I'm going to love it too much.
It's one of those things.
And when I love something too much, it becomes dangerous.
Are you like Elmira? You just want to hug it?
I just want to hug it to look dead.
Our first Tiny Toons reference.
I love that one because I got it.
Did nice. You?
Yeah. I got it. Oh, is that to me?
Well, so much for satisfying.
There's hope for next week's show yet.
Space, Fire, and Fury are in the ring.
Yeah, Space, Fire, and Fury. We got Aerostar, we got Phoenix, we got Drago. We're not sure who they're going to be wrestling, but El Jefe is here to tell us about a unique opportunity.
Tell us more.
Tell us half.
Now, in 4 weeks, we're going to see the return of Aztec Warfare.
Ooh.
And Dario is so confident in his brother Matanza that he has put him in Aztec Warfare defending his title, since the dial appears to not be producing any real competition. He puts his brother at number one in Aztec Warfare, defending his title. Now, let me remind you, this was taped well before the Royal Rumble. Which, as you'll recall, used the exact same conceit.
But they also did it last year. And isn't that how Matanza won the championship last year?
Yeah.
And not, return to that?
But not coming in at number one.
He
no,
debuted
but not number one, but
as like the mystery 20.
As
there's another one.
Right.
Yeah, and
oh,
that's
right,
how he
right.
won, right?
Yeah, exactly. But
Phoenix,
another one.
But now, another one. But now he's defending the title in Aztec Warfare.
From the number one spot.
From the number one spot. Just because they're so damn confident.
That's cockiness. That's not confidence.
It's a good. It's a good point, Rachel.
And I don't think that there's any way he's gonna make it to. I think he'll lose the title before then.
You don't have faith in your future brother-in-law.
Wait, you think he'll lose the title what before Aztec Warfare?
First of all, thank you so much for saying that I'm gonna marry Dario. Thank you so much.
Wait. Are you saying you think he's gonna lose the title before Aztec Warfare?
Doesn't he have to fight Puma again?
Not necessarily.
There's enough time for Sexy Star to cash in the Gift of the Gods championship.
That's a
there's
good point.
A lot, there's
that's
a
very good
lot
point.
Of time.
Or Johnny Mundo,
as
we will get to.
Inconceivable!
Oh, my word.
Wallace Shawn? Incredible.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, it just... The whole thing... The match was great.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole conceit of the match really grinded my gears.
Well, so let's get to that. Let's get to the conceit of the match. Because Dario he offers the three of the trios champions a very unique opportunity in that the winner they will be facing each other in a triple threat match.
Rude.
The winner of which will get the number 20 spot in Aztec Warfare, but the losers of which will be out completely.
Oh, snap!
Oh, boy.
Oh, I love that so much!
Oh, that was...
Oh,
talk about satisfying. That was pretty incredible.
That was so great.
Holy crap. So, yes, because the last two Aztec Warfares, we've seen Phoenix start from the number one spot. So here, he gets a chance to reverse that fortune. possibly come in at number 20, or not be in it at all.
Yeah. Or sit on the sidelines or just watch his friends play and be like,
eating popcorn.
Exactly.
Just through the mask. Just like, the two of them. Stupid! I can't.
So let's talk about this match. But more importantly, let's talk about the faucet of blood that gets opened up on Phoenix's face.
Horrifying. Stop the match.
The craziest, like, what if that would have happened, too? Like, Dario was like, wait. Stop the match.
I like blood, but not this much.
Too much blood. You need to count faster.
Oh, gross.
You need to count faster.
You need to bleed slower.
Don't bleed so much.
But it's an errant elbow from Drago off of a top rope crossbody block.
Yeah, of all
that
the things.
Opens up his nose.
Of all the things they take, that breaks you up.
That's always the little stuff.
I've had my nose broken 5 times.
What?
Yeah.
Rachel used to be a boxer.
What?
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, honey.
You totally knew that.
You knew that.
Did I?
Yeah, I whispered it to you while you were sleeping last night. Okay.
Remember when we were all sharing the group Lucha Underground after show bed?
Yeah.
I was a boxer.
Yeah. Just so we can talk about it tomorrow.
James, are you awake? I used to be a boxer.
It's so funny because I can't even pretend to whisper. I can't whisper at all. I'm like, I was a boxer.
You just end up screaming.
Yeah.
You have voice modulation.
I'm too excitable. No, but yeah, I've had my nose broken a lot of times, and that was bad.
Yeah.
I haven't bled, but also it was contained, so maybe it looked worse, but there was blood everywhere.
You also didn't have like a 10-minute match to wrestle immediately afterwards.
I also, when I broke my nose, said, I think I'm good.
I'm going to sit this one out first.
You know what? I can't see because of the blood, so I'm going to go home.
I don't know if I should.
Shake everybody's hand. Bye.
Good one, guys.
That's what he should have done.
I'll see ya.
Protect your face.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good advice for anyone.
Oh, God,
in any situation.
So much blood. Blood on the butt.
Blood on the butt.
There was that.
Blood
there
on the thighs.
There was blood on the butt.
When he rolled to the side of the ring and he just blows out the nasty.
Oh, God. Oh, boy. Like, that's one of those things where, just in my mind, I'm imagining, like, oh, his brains are going to come out. That's the natural progression of a broken nose,
a little
right?
bird flies out like a phoenix.
Exactly.
Flies away.
He sheds his human skin.
Right.
He achieves his final form.
But aside from all that, let's talk about the rest of what happened in this match.
Right.
I loved how Vampiro referenced hearing voices during this match.
Right. We get little glimpses of, like, still crazy Vampiro. Still
like, I don't know, Matt. I just hear voices.
He's still yeah. like,
so what? Casual. He didn't say anything about it either. He's just like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. I mean, it happens.
He also says, I don't remember if it's this match or another match, but he also says, well, that's what they told me in the hospital.
Like, callbacks.
Honey.
Which we'll get to an amazing callback later on in this episode. I love the adherence to continuity.
Yeah.
In the temple.
It's important.
I love the...
Rodriguez knows that.
The double... Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
The double submission... The kind of combination Muda Lock octopus stretch that we see.
Could you explain?
So,
could you elaborate?
The guy is on his belly.
So, yes.
Dragon. And then he pushes his legs.
Oh my God, this is such a good way to teach me moves.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
James,
and then
I love
the
this.
Other guy comes spinning around. Around his
oh,
head.
When they were in the twisty, and
yeah,
then it kicks him out from
twisty.
The bottom.
Right, right.
That was so good.
Exactly.
That twisty
when
was so good.
When they were in the
good.
Mr. Twisty, like from Pete and Pete.
I was thinking twisty
no,
from
was,
American Horror Story.
That was so good. And he kicks him out from the bottom.
The two of them together running ice cream around. The-
oh man!
I love
oh,
that.
I just remembered. Okay, Mr. Twisty. Okay, now I remember. Ugh. I totally forgot about that. What else? What else? What else? What else? I love Aerostar's. Insistence on only springing off the middle rope first.
He's such a nut, dude.
Like,
so
it's
crazy.
It's so weird,
so weird
to look at.
He's so weird.
He's a time-traveling ancient luchador with glowing nunchucks.
Yeah, he's super weird.
You think that was, like, his thing? Like, back then, they only had middle ropes. They didn't have the top or the bottom, so he just got
I can only spring from this height, no higher.
And they always say, like, oh, those ropes are deadly. I'm like, yeah, well, climb up them. Like, show me something. Come on, baby.
They are deadly.
Mm.
They cost Mick Foley an ear.
I love the Drago, kind of 619 thing in
oh,
the
like
corner.
Oh, like over the top?
Over the top, yeah.
Wasn't that Aerostar that did that? Was it? I think it was Drago that was stuck on
the
corner. Aerostar gives him, like, an over the top 619.
Yeah.
Not like Stallone over the top, but, like, over the top rope. But
the world needs no one halfway.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's from Over the Top.
I don't know.
I like it. Guys. I like it a lot.
I think my favorite part after... my favorite part was after the match with the little vignette that we got.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that for sure. Eventually, amazing match. Loved it. We see it kind of a DDT destroyer from Drago. Matt Striker calls it a blockbuster. He doesn't quite hit all of it. It was kind of an odd finish.
Yeah.
That they even called, like, sometimes it's just like a normal move that's kind of smaller than the rest of them that comes out of nowhere.
Aerostar hit this dope, like, spin around into a back cracker.
Yes.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
And then Drago, he hit a palm strike.
Mm-hmm.
That was just like so like, more people need to do the palm
strike. Exactly. More shotes. A palm strike is literally just a strike with a palm.
You mean a slap, bitch? Come on.
No.
You're going to say palm strike?
Palm strike is like trying like to kill, Liger. Like trying to knock someone's nose bone into their brain.
Oh, ay caramba.
It's called a shote. It's a palm strike.
That's how Miss Congeniality said that you should you are trying to get away from a rapist.
What is it? Instep?
What a
solar
pull.
Plexus?
I don't know.
Groin?
Like Yakata.
What is it? Solar plexus, instep, nose, groin. Sing.
Palm strike.
I remember that movie.
I know what a palm strike is now.
There you go.
This is really exciting for me. The thing, I've just never put in the time.
No.
To learn the name. There are too many names.
All you gotta do is you gotta pick up one of the 2K games and learn all the names by creating a wrestler.
Right. Yeah. That's a big one. That's a big part of it. Watching a lot of Joey Styles, or a lot of matches that Joey Styles calls.
But it would just be like, Tope con Hilo!
Mamma mia!
I guess it is kind of trial by fire, because, I mean, I learned French by living in France. I might as well learn moves by doing wrestling. Them.
I think we just Spear discovered. Well,
the Reaper's Trident.
Yeah, the Reaper's Trident.
Oh, I do know that is because it's a spear.
There you go.
Them call it tonight, and I was like, you're not going to fool me. That's a spear.
It's like it's got the power of three spears.
I know like the WWE moves. That's what I know. I know the base elementary moves.
Right.
And then anything beyond that, I'm just making them up
in my
head.
But you know, like
Kenny Omega's
a palm
strike.
Like, yeah, but no, I don't. I love Kenny Omega, and I watch videos of him, I would say, every single day.
But, like, if I asked you what the Kreutz Wrath was?
Couldn't tell you.
I would say, what do you call his finisher?
That one? The thing, you know?
What about the one-winged angel?
Gustav. Oh, wait. It's, yeah, that one.
That you one. Got it.
I watch it.
The golden shower.
I just don't retain it.
Right.
When he pees on somebody? That's my favorite move, but I thought it was special. I thought that was just us.
It's the best one.
No. Kenny.
Well, speaking of which.
No!
Oh, boy. Mark, I thought you said we didn't have a soundboard.
I said we don't have our soundboard.
You didn't say we had the best soundboard. Oh, no.
Well, disappointed!
There you go. Well, speaking, you know what? What a segue, going from Golden Showers. This vignette is in the men's room.
Yeah, of course.
Yep, you know.
Cool.
Drago, he's just looking in the mirror, doing what he do. Cobra Moon, slithers in.
Like a slippery little snake.
Ooh, I'm a snake.
She tells Drago, the scales have tipped in your favor, which was a nice little pun.
Cute. Yeah.
It was adorbs.
It was cute.
She says, I expect you to win Aztec Warfare and bring the title back to our tribe. Drago says, I left that tribe 1,000 years ago.
20 years.
I'm never going back. It's a lot of years. I don't know if you guys know. 1,000 years, it's a lot of years. But now we know, at least, we know that Aerostar is a time traveler. We know that he's traveled across millennia. Now we know Drago is at least 1,000 years old.
Yeah.
Presumably more.
Yeah.
So many old mythological beings on the show.
Dragons live a long time, though.
It's true.
Yeah.
They just need to shed their skin, and then they're good.
Oh, my God. What if he sheds his skin and he turns into, like, Charo or something?
Jesus.
He just has, like, a completely different
Charo?
I don't know. That's what my head did. I don't know how to help.
Is this something I don't know at all?
No, you know Charo? Like the old, like
Coochie
Charo?
She's the one. Like, oh, yes.
Oh, wait. The Mexican actor?
Oh, man. Yes. I thought I knew something you didn't know.
I remember her on the Surreal Life.
I was just going to say, she was on the OG Surreal Life. with like Ron Jeremy and Vanilla Ice.
The one
like
where Joey Vern Troyer pees in the corner?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Vern Troyer,
honey, that's not the bathroom.
He drives around on his scooter and he pees in the corner.
See, now we're on the same page.
Thank God. Finally.
But you know what I loved about this? At the end when he gets mad and he's like...
And then more animal noises.
Yeah, and like I was waiting, I'm like, oh,
but wait.
Like he can't breathe fire yet because remember in the trailer he like breathes fire.
Oh right,
like,
when he's
so maybe she's like, but if you come back to the tribe, I'll let you breathe fire again.
Interesting.
Interesting.
So there's that. But let's talk about the ending of the segment. Yeah. Let's talk about Vinnie Massaro.
Oh my God!
No,
the fart noise was the best.
Like what?
Eating pizza?
Okay, a fart gimmick in Lucha Underground.
I was not expecting it for sure.
Mark,
God damn it!
It was so great.
I was definitely not expecting it. Vinny Massaro, he comes in, he sees Cobra Moon in the restroom. Says,
eating the pizza.
The dude's room.
He has a slice of pizza in
the bathroom. Fecal matter.
I thought this was the men's room. And then, like, there's a weird, awkward pause, and just, like, a very pregnant pause between the two of them, and then he's just like, I mean, I guess I'm just gonna rip one. Just like...
Better out than in, right?
Right.
He defiantly...
It was like he was like bragging about it.
It wasn't like a, well, if you're not gonna leave, then I guess we have to. It was like a, here you go.
Look what I can do.
Yeah. look what I can do.
This so is the cute. Kind of thing that happens in the men's room.
He was asserting his dominance.
It's
a very alpha move.
So schlubby.
I love Vinny Massaro. Vinny Massaro is great. Excited to see him getting more screen time. The snoring elbow. One of my favorite moves.
Oh my God.
That's what it's his version of the roaring elbow. It's incredible. But let's move on.
Moving on
to Dario Cueto's office.
Hmm.
Always got to have at least one of those. Johnny Mundo is here to demand once again a title shot or at least a match against Sexy Star for the Gift of the Gods title. Dario keeps telling him, hey, that's no go. But we get a callback and a pretty lengthy callback. We get the briefcase that Johnny Mundo, stole. Won? Did he win it?
He won it.
He won it from Dario Cueto with $100,000 in it, or $94,373, thanks those...
Internet photos.
Internet photos.
That was so great.
Oh, I hate those internet photos.
I love how, like, these parts of Dario's life keep coming back to, like, the existence of photos. Somewhere.
Yeah, that's weird.
Of something.
He should have just said dick pics, though.
Right.
We all know what they're talking about.
No need for euphemisms,
if
guys.
You say internet photos, you're losing your cool right quick, Dad.
You're cool.
Internet photos.
He backtraced it, guys.
Internet photos.
There you go. But that is apparently enough to pay Dario off. He takes the briefcase back, and he makes the match, ostensibly, I guess, for next week, between Johnny Mundo... and Sexy Star for the Gift of the Gods title.
How do you think this is going to go?
I think Johnny Mundo's going to win it.
I do too.
I think he's going to take it from her.
Yeah, I do too.
I think she's... It's been such kind of like an empowering run with it. And
she's not going to be in Matanza. It doesn't make any sense.
It would be such a heartbreaking moment for him to finally wrangle this title... buy his way into this title shot. I'm sure there will be some sort of chicanery from Worldwide Underground.
Yeah.
We'll see a new Gift of the Gods champion.
I think he's going to lose and throw like a fit. And then Ty is going to be like, honey, hold on. And she's going to go beat her for the belt and then just like give it to him.
Right. But here I don't know. We've seen from Ty that she's out for herself. Because before, when Johnny Mundo didn't want any part of the Trios titles match, she jumped right into it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Jack.
Maybe.
Jack had a shot. He's done.
That's true.
PJ.
Could be. But he's... PJ, they're kind of... But, I mean, this could be by design, but they're kind of painting him more as just, like, the mindless, like, lackey.
Mundo, too.
Right.
Right.
Oh. Like, you mean Mundo also, or Mundo, too, like, the second?
Mundos.
Did I say that?
I mean, you did just now.
No, I feel like I've said that before.
Yeah, we talked about it last time.
Thank you!
It's also the name of a channel, I think.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Damn.
Damn.
I'm going to call them. They took my idea.
I love how when Mundo's leaving, like, Dario's like, itsy bitsy spider with his fingers.
Dude, yeah, dude, that. Like,
yeah, watch it.
Amazing.
I was like, oh, okay. So he's like he was baiting him to do this the entire time. Like, oh, if I just keep like dangling that carrot in front of him, eventually I'll get all my money
He'll
back.
Give me back my $94,373.
He did seem a lot more, I mean, I thought, again, you know, case one, when he said internet photos. Case two, he lost his cool when he left, when Mundo left, and he, like, pulled the briefcase back up and was like, ooh, money. Like, chill out, dude. Be chill. You are rich. You don't need it.
You've got so many more of these briefcases.
You're hanging out in so many limos.
I like to think that he exclusively keeps his money in briefcases. Yeah.
How else do you keep your money?
Right, exactly.
I'm confused.
That's the dollar bills briefcase. That's the $5 bills.
They're all like, there's some that are like little, like when he goes to the store.
I spin it.
Is that like lunch boxes?
No, but exactly. he's been spending a lot of time on Pinterest, so they're all mason jars.
With like twine wrapped
around them. And he made custom labels like Fivers.
He's just
a buck.
Really, really handy. Really got into DIY.
So cute.
Let's talk about this main event, though. Mil Muertes,
hell yeah,
taking on Prince Puma. What'd you guys think?
So dumb.
I love that when Puma goes for the handstand and he just knees him.
Oh, right, man. Well, see, that's the head scissors that I was talking about earlier. He goes for that backhand spring, Negro Casas head scissors, giant knee.
Oh.
What is happening?
What?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
This is phenomenal.
This reminds me of my ex-boyfriend.
We're all learning together. Was it Ennio Morricone?
No, it's Clint Eastwood.
Oh, God.
I miss him so much. He left me for a vacant chair. I mean, she's really thin, so I get it.
Personality's really wooden, though, am I right?
Yikes.
Does she have a leg to stand on?
Oh, boy. We got that hat trick going, guys.
So many puns.
All right.
Too many puns.
I like it.
Thank you.
But let's talk. We touched on it a little bit earlier that Reaper's Trident on the outside of the ring.
Oh, man.
Ouchie.
Turning him inside out.
Oh, my God. And not in like a cool, sexy way. That's a thing that people say after they have sex with people. You must know that.
I didn't.
You didn't know that?
Getting turned inside out?
Don't, stop saying it!
It sounds like one of the really like cartoony fatalities from like the early 90s.
It is.
1,000% my favorite drop, Mark.
Oh, man.
If that doesn't make it onto our regular
soundboard.
All right,
I'm going
to
add it.
We got a bunch of stuff to add to our soundboard now, for sure.
What else did we see? I feel like Lucha Underground really set the bar maybe too high with Angelico's dives off of the office, because I feel like Puma's dive from the bleachers,
oh my God,
was incredible.
Crazy.
But
oh,
I feel like
so cool.
I feel like everyone in the segment treated it like, or at least Matt Stryker did, was like, he treated it as if it was just a crossbody off the top, I felt like.
But I like that.
I didn't, though.
Oh, why?
Because that was such a gigantic moment that, like, maybe give it a little bit more gravity.
Yeah, but I feel like, I don't know. That didn't hinder me. I guess I don't have a strong opinion about it. It didn't hinder me at all.
Mm.
I
don't think it lessened the impact at all, but
the coolest shit I've ever seen.
Right, and I thought it should have been treated as such.
Okay. Fine. Cool.
Cool. Well, point made.
Not referring to Brutus the Barber Beefcake, but Mil Muertes has had some brute force in this match. There was one point where Puma does like a kick, and an elbow, and Mil just punches him in the face.
I was going to say, his right hands are becoming like spring-loaded. Like the old, like LJN
like the
figures. Exactly.
Like the Jake the Snake Hasbro?
The Hasbros, that's what I meant.
You have to be so strong to have that amount of inertia control.
Right.
Because once you start going that hard with the fist, you know how hard that is to stop?
Yeah.
Trust me.
Absolutely. But, yeah, awesome.
Like a gnarly roaring, like, elbow, like,
right,
knocks Puma right out of there.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, exactly. So we see What else? We see a springboard Meteora from Prince Puma, standing shooting star press, a beautiful snap power slam from Mil Muertes, but eventually Prince Puma hits a super kick against the ring post, sandwiching Mil Muertes' head, hits the 630 for the win, stares, very, very long stare down with Katrina afterwards.
I thought he was going to do the Muda Mist.
The Muda Mist? I would love to see that.
That would have been awesome.
But afterwards, this credit scene, we get Rey Mysterio. Once again, it felt like a very Godfather moment, visiting the legend that is Chavo Guerrero Sr.
Chavo Classic,
if you're nasty. but he's basically asking for his blessing to retire his son, or at least banish him from the temple.
Yeah, but it's the mafia. Like you said, you got to do what you got to do.
Exactly. And Chavo Sr., it seems like he's kind of on board.
Of course he
is. He's like, look, the dynasty didn't start with Gory. It's not going to end with Chavo. If you're sure that this is what you need to do, handle biz.
Son's being a real dick.
he's being kind of a turd.
He's a real douche.
Rob says he's a real douche.
I like the voice, but I don't know what you're talking about.
It's from Nacho Libre.
Oh, great.
That movie was out 10 years ago, so you were definitely alive.
A douchey douche.
Oh, no, I'm 9. It's a big year for me. Double digits.
Yep, you're getting there.
I was alive. I just didn't see it. Okay.
Did you not?
No, I didn't see Nacho Libre. Should I see it?
That is surprising. I mean, that's all right.
I mean,
but...
Jack Black, baby.
James, I heard that. Never again.
Thank you.
What did you say?
I said, did you not show Libre?
Oh, boy. Well, on that
note.
That
was the show.
No, Chavo Sr., one last note, looked so much like Paul Sorvino in the segment to me. Looked just like
him. Holly Plasterhead like... from The Sopranos, or no? Who are you talking about?
Paul Sorvino was in, like Goodfellas and... Yeah.
The real big guy.
The real big guy, right.
Oh, to me, Paulie. Chavo looked like a wax figure of himself.
Goldberg the goalie.
Chavo Sr. did?
Yeah. He looked like a sentient wax figure.
Wait, hang on. Jimbo. Uh-huh.
Goldberg the goalie from Mighty Ducks, that's his dad.
Was he?
Yeah.
I also have not seen Mighty Ducks.
You're talking about Paulie and Goodfellas. He's like, how many onions you put in the sauce? It's like, right, too many onions in the sauce.
But anyway, yes. So Chavo Sr. gives Rey his blessing. It looks like we may be seeing a Loser Leaves Town match, or...
Loser Leaves the
we
Temple. Might die.
We may see Rey Mysterio just get real nasty and just, like...
Kill him.
Just do him dirty.
Either way, I'm down for it. I'm really... Rey can do no wrong by me.
It's true.
I love him.
It's true.
It was Rey in the office with the candlestick.
Oh, Lucha Underground Clue would be so good.
It would be spooky.
Someone make it. Please make Lucha Underground Clue. That's our show, guys. Aww. Such a fun episode. Put yourselves over. Where can they find you?
Find me on Twitter at Jimbo in the Booth. Buy my documentary, The Young Bucks' Too Sweet Journey, at highspots.com. Check out the X-Pac 12360 podcast. We have Governor Jesse Ventura on next week.
Holy shit.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's huge. That's huge.
Rachel.
You can find me on Instagram or Twitter. Fuck. You can find me at Instagram and Twitter.
We'll just do the whole show over again.
Okay. one more time, please. At Rachel Sam Evans or Rachel Sam Vans. Depends on how your brain works. You're making me nervous. Depends on how your brain works. Also, you can find me at www.youtube.com/snarled. Also, yesterday I was on Tights and Fights. So you can find... It actually came out today. You can find Tights and Fights at MaximumFun.org.
Woo!
I know.
You can find me on social media at Ty Matthews PMA. You can find me on Monday nights on the Monday Night Raw After Show, 8:15 p.m. Pacific Time, about, depending on how long the show runs. Or you can catch me on Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, Saturdays, 4 p.m., KDOC, U2 America, Fight TV, Tough TV, Patreon. Check those local listings, or if you're local... Come see us at the Ocean View Pavilion in Port Hueneme every second and fourth Sunday of the month, 3 p.m. It's completely free. I will not be here next week, but if you're in SoCal and you come to Lucha Vavoom at the Mayan Theater, you may or may not see a familiar face. Who knows? Who's to say? But I will see you in 2 weeks. Rachel and Jimbo will see you next week. But until then, guys, Viva la Lucha!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.